Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Now, here's another illustration that came to my mind. We know something on the human level about criminal gangs. And let's suppose that you're living in an area ruled by criminal gangs. I mean, Mexico comes to mind, but it's certainly not limited to them. There are some of them that rule in parts of cities, too. But a criminal gang, obviously, they rule by fear and force, don't they? But just suppose under some kind of a circumstance, somebody from one of those gangs comes to your property and needs a room. Anytime I'm in this area, I need a place. And you let them in. How do you think you're going to get them out? Not at all. Without a lot more force than they got. That's the way it is. If the devil ever gets any kind of a place of influence in your heart and your life, you will never, ever get that out by your own power. I don't care how many spiritual formulas you come up with. There is only one thing, and it's the power that he's talking about here. We're going to have God's mighty power. And we're going to have to come to be honest with the thing. We can't say, oh, Lord, I got this terrible influence in my life. What's going on? Why am I in bondage in this area? Oh, God, break that hold. Well, you gave the devil permission to be in there in the first place. Think about the criminal gang. You opened the door. He claims that as his property, and he's not going unless he is forced to leave. Not one of us has the power to force him to leave. What God wants us to do in a deeper way is for him to open up our eyes to see why things are the way they are. To be able even to go back in time and say, Lord, show me where did this get started? Why is it this way? Lord, open my eyes to be honest. If we have opened the door to a devil, don't we need to be able at some point, as the Lord enables us and opens our eyes, to be able to go back and say, there's what happened. Maybe I was ignorant. Maybe I was just a kid. Maybe a lot of things. But the reality is, I'm the one who opened that door. Lord, cleanse me, forgive me. I come honestly, laying my need before you. But right now, I am yours, Lord. I don't belong to that devil. I repudiate everything about him. I'm not serving him. My body, my whole being belongs to you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to fill me. And because you're here, I declare that door shut. There's an eviction notice that needs to be served in a lot of our lives. Because we have allowed the devil to come in and to gain holds. Is this crazy? Anybody here need this? Yeah. I believe God wants to bring us to a greater level of victory and freedom. And there are so many tactics that he uses. So anyway, this is one of the scriptures. Boy, I thought I was going to be at some other scriptures a lot quicker. But anyway, he talks about the devil's schemes. Now look at another scripture we often refer to in 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 6 says, well, verse 8 is where I'm going, be alert. Now see, this is one, right off the bat, he's getting ready to talk about the devil and his effect on us. He's not talking to unbelievers. Why would he talk to Christians if this didn't matter to Christians? Be alert. Why should I care? The devil has no power over me. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus. Well, yeah. Would that it were so simple in a practical, everyday sense. Here's what's going on. Be alert and of sober mind. God wants us to see things the way they really are, to have an honesty about us. Your enemy, the devil, and again, he's not talking about Lucifer personally coming to every believer, but I'll tell you, he's an emissary of Lucifer. Even these little old spirits that come around and harass us, they are sent literally to do whatever damage they can, to trick us, to seduce us, to get a hold of any weakness that we have, and we got them. Let's be honest. We're not this wonderful free people that we say we are. We need a Savior. Thank God we have one. But this is part of the equation. You can do all the other stuff and get all the rest of it right, but we need to find out where we have literally fallen under Satan's power and there are chains attached to us. The Lord wants to loose those chains. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's eat. See, it upholds the same thing that we were talking about. The devil considers us food. It's all he's got. But I'll tell you, I almost feel sorry, but I don't. For a spirit that's assigned to a Christian who gets all this, man, they got a tough job. Well, let's make it tougher. Let's ask God to open our eyes so we can understand the kingdom of darkness and how it works. As I say, the devil has been studying you all your life. There isn't a person here who doesn't have something in your personality, something in your experience. You've been through something. You learned. You were influenced by something that gives them an in, gives them a degree of a hold. And God wants to loose those, every one of those things. But we're going to have to understand it. I can think of so many things, and I'm sure you can as well, but Lord, just guide this, I pray. But you think of, it could be any of us, but I'm thinking about young people right now, I guess, and how the devil wants to tempt you to play with sin. There are things you know aren't really right. You can't imagine doing them with Jesus. But it'll be okay. It feels good. We can mess around with it a little bit. We won't go too far. You know, I'll just take a sip or a little bit of a drink, and I understand I won't be like those people over there, but I'll just mess with it. You don't toy with sin. What do you think's going on there? You think there's some innocent game going on? There are dark figures that are inspiring that. And when it comes to justifying it, well, I'm not going that far. I'm just, this is innocent. I'm just messing around. And after all, it's all taken care of. Jesus' blood covers my sins. And I can always get forgiven if I go too far. And, oh God, how many times do we go through the same cycle of falling into a weakness and then saying, oh God, help me. And the Lord's had to take me back to, you know, where some of this is, and I'm sure there's be more to come, but has had to take me back to where some of this stuff got started. Why am I like this? Why do I struggle in this area as much as I do? Well, there's a reason. I got programmed way back, maybe as a kid. There were ideas, there were desires, there was something that was stirred up. It wasn't right, it wasn't good. And I kept playing with it, and I'd get in a weak place. The devil loves to take advantage of people when they get tired. Of course, he'll make you tired in the first place. But what's his game? Break us down. Get us to a point where we don't have much resistance, and maybe we start to feel a little bit sorry for ourselves. Where does that wisdom come from? Yeah. And then we go eat the proverbial box of chocolates, and we, you know, we begin to give in a little bit. Well, it's okay, and you know, you see what's going on, though. There's a process of just influence that's coming, and you know it's not God if you stand back and look. You know there's no way this is coming from God. But is it just random thoughts? Or do we recognize that there's a reason the Word of God says resist the devil? There is a real personality involved in these kinds of things. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, he just didn't say, oh, that's a bad thought. I think I'll quote the word. Now, obviously, in his case, it probably was the devil. It was. But Jesus addressed the spirit, not the sentiment, not the idea. He addressed the spirit. How do we overcome the devil? Blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's when God's word becomes resident. We're listening. We're hearing that voice, that creative power that wants to change us on the inside. We're hearing it and it's changing us. But that becomes not just something we know in our heads, but something we confess with our hearts. I am His. You can tell me all about what I'm not, but I am His child. I have been given a brand new heart and a new life. I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ. It isn't dependent on who I am and what I am and what I've accomplished. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But devil, that's my stand. I'm standing on what God has said and what God has promised, and that's the end of it. You have no authority here. This is what God says. That's where I'm standing. And then you don't hang on to any part of your life, even if He kills you. Because that's all He can do. Give us a quick ticket to heaven. He cannot destroy or separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And God has given us everything we need. But I believe with all my heart, God wants to take us to deeper levels. You think of pornography. It is rampant and super available in our society. Used to be it was the little magazines that had the covers on them and boys would get them and mess with them and snicker and all of that kind of stuff. But it's everywhere now. You think it's all innocent to mess with that? I'm curious about this little thing. I'm curious about that. Where does that wisdom come from? Do you not see that there's a figure, there's a person with a name talking to you? You know, we think of God speaking to us. Well, God is a spirit. You don't see Him. But we know that He has the power to speak in our hearts and in our minds. Does not the devil or devils, demons, do not they have a certain amount of power to inject thoughts and wisdom and words? Well, God's words are spirit and life. They have life-changing power. It's not simply the ideas behind the words. It's the it's when He speaks, there's life infused. But what happens if the devil is the one who does the talking? Are we not partaking of something that affects our spirit? Is it not like spiritual poison?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685 Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.